Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you now, October the 16th. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us as we get ready for, once again, another epic night across the sports landscape here. And, of course, we've got an all-important National League Championship Series Game 3 between the Dodgers and the New York Mets. Walker Buehler on the mound here, taking on Luis Severino. This game, pretty much a pick'em price at this point. Slight money coming in on the Dodgers for the most part. And let's be honest, Walker Buehler hasn't exactly been, shall we say, dominating in any way, shape, or form. A lot of question marks around his ability in such a big game in order to be able to get the outs needed and to tame some of these bats of the New York Mets. You don't want to be the Dodgers and go down 2-1. And we have seen what teams have done against the New York Mets when the Mets just seem to get it rolling at the plate. It wasn't a good game one for the Mets, but it was a very good game number two for them. Can they take the pivotal game three and take the lead at home? And Severino has been actually pretty darn good, has he not here? Yankee fans are scratching their heads going, wow, where was this Luis Severino a year ago? He was an absolute mess, but he has figured some things out. He has been the steadying force for him. In fact, his last start was game two of the National League Divisional Series against the Phillies. That was back on October 6th. Another quality start for him en route to the Mets, well, actually, lone loss of that series. But he was actually pretty good. It was the bullpens that had some issues there. This is a 9 days worth of rest for Luis Severino. That's right. It's been a hot minute since he's actually thrown a game. He's 30 years old. He's made 36 starts in his career on 6 or more days of rest. And in those starts, well, it's been kind of a mixed bag, but I can tell you this. He is a big game pitcher. He has shown up for the Mets all year long. That leaves a lot of question marks, though, right? You got a 9-day rest. Luis Severino going up against a red hot Dodgers lineup. Can Luis Severino keep the scoring down in this one? And the big question, I think, if you're going to want to bet this game is, how much is Walker Buehler going to bring to the table? It has not been a great, this is not the Walker Buehler of old. Listen, pre-second Tommy John surgery, Walker Buehler was an absolute dominant pitcher, certainly dominant we had seen in the postseason, but that's not what we've got. He returned to this Dodgers rotation in May of this year. He did have a hip inflammation earlier this season. That sidelined him for around mid-June until mid-August. All of that, of course, limited him to, what, 16 starts this season here. And let's face it, some of those results weren't exactly promising. But because of all the other injuries that the Dodgers rotation has had to go through, he's it. Ironically enough, Walker Buehler, guy that has missed more baseball than any other starting pitcher on this rotation, well, he's there. He's the guy they've got to turn to in this spot. So we'll see if the Mets can get out in front. I think it's going to be a great game, but it's also one that would not shock me if the Dodgers have a lead early in this game. I think the Dodgers bats certainly should not have a problem getting to Severino on 9 days worth of rest. I can see the Dodgers having a first five lead by the time we get to the sixth inning. And of course, the winner of this representing the National League in the World Series is going to play for a national championship. And then, of course, we've got the American League side of things where the Yankees, boy, they handled their business in a big, big way last night as finally Aaron Judge was able to park one into the seats there last night for really the finishing touches on a game that I don't want to say was in hand already, but it was certainly on its way to being handled there. So I do think that the Yankees, with a 2-0 lead, continue to be the favorite to win it all here. The question, and we don't want to, at Progressive Field has been a very profitable place to back the Guardians all year long. They were one of the better home field advantages all season long. They certainly hit for more power there. The opportunity for them to get back into this series is right ahead of them. But it could not have started off better for the New York Yankees, being able to get the bats going, being able to get not just game one in the books with a quality start from Rodon, but to have your ace in Gerrit Cole only barely go, 4 2/3 last night. But the bullpen comes in. Clay Holmes coming in the fifth inning, sixth inning, the bullpen for the Yankees getting the job done. The Guardians bullpen, unfortunately, as good as they were all year long, it doesn't do your bullpen any good if you're always trailing. And in the first two games, the Guardians have never really had an opportunity to deploy that quality bullpen of theirs with a lead. And that is the blueprint for the Yankees to make quick work of this Guardians team. But the all-important game three coming up here in 24 hours. But in the meantime, the Mets and Dodgers will be the focus here. And we'll take a look a little bit later about the Yankees and their game three. And, of course, some of those future odds to see what we've got going on. We do have, of course, week 7 of the NFL season coming upon us here. That's going to kick off tomorrow night in an interesting game in New Orleans as the Saints and Spencer Rattler, who did some pretty decent things, if I don't say so myself, as the starting quarterback there last week, kind of, thrown right into the mix with the injury to Derek Carr. It was not pretty in the second half, but he certainly looked like he could make all the throws. He had a pretty good handle on the offense. The defense ended up getting absolutely torched against Tampa Bay. But now this defense is going to go up against a much worse offense here in the Denver Broncos with their rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, here. I don't know how we play anything other than an under in this game. I know we've gotten some primetime overs over the last couple of weeks, but I do think that ends tomorrow night. As you can see, that total, 36.5 right now is what we are looking at. Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler, and the Denver Broncos defense. And I do think the Saints defense, even though on a short week, will have a much easier time defending what the Broncos got going on offensively than what they did up against the Tampa Bay Bucks and Baker Mayfield and Evans. You go through the list there. It was one of the more exciting games that we've seen this year, but I don't think we're going to have anything even remotely close to that in this one here with that Denver Broncos defense. So that is what is going to kick off week 7. In the meantime, we are already off and running in week 8 of the college football season. We had a couple of games last.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Tonight, guess what? Got a couple of games coming up here tonight. A little Conference USA action. Florida International taking on UTEP at the Sun Bowl in El Paso. And earlier, we'll have Sam Houston at home in Huntsville, Texas, taking on Western Kentucky. We got a lot to get to on the college football slate, not to mention the NFL. Mix in some. Oh, Liberty, did you say? We'll have more on it all as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you at the midway point, not only of October, just let that sink in here, if you will, but we are at the midway point in college football here, as we've got a couple of games we mentioned coming up here tonight. That's going to kick off up at the top of the hour, as Sam Houston State is going to be taking on Western Kentucky in a battle. Conference USA battles going on here tonight, along with a 9 o'clock Eastern time kickoff, that being Florida International, FIU, getting ready to hopefully, mostly because I bet them, hopefully they're going to be able to handle business against just a absolutely terrible UTEP team. But as far as competitive goes here, looking at Sam Houston and Western Kentucky at a -2.5 spot here. The Hilltoppers are on short rest. They just defeated that UTEP team less than a week ago. And the Sam Houston team, well, yeah, boy, they're sitting now at that 2, 2.5. That total is also coming down just a hair here. Western Kentucky, you might recall, had a heck of a game a couple of weeks ago against Boston College, when Boston College quarterback was a late scratch and Western Kentucky went to BC and almost upended them, should have upended them. And unfortunately, they blew a 14 point lead in the fourth quarter there. And that turned into a 1 point loss to Boston College. And that was 2 weeks ago. And boy, this, if anything, they certainly showed they are capable of passing the ball all over the yard. And they did it against a really good Boston College defense. So this is a game where we're going to see it aired out by Western Kentucky. We are not going to see it aired out by Sam Houston and the Bearcats. This is a team that is certainly going to look to run the ball. That is what it's all about. Run, run, and run again. And they do have a whole lot of different ways to be able to beat you on the ground. They don't throw it a lot. So the question is, okay, so what are we going to get here? Do we trust the team that can run, or do we trust the team that can pass? Pretty good defense for Sam Houston as well. I tend to lean towards Sam Houston, so I think that is correlated to an under. And again, that game is coming up at the top of the hour. And of course, all eyes in the 8 o'clock hour are going to be on Major League Baseball once again, as the showcase is going to be the Mets trying to take that commanding. And when I say commanding, I'm not making this up. This is a big, big spot here. The game three, the all important game three, with Walker Buehler taking on Luis Severino. Why? Well, in a series tied 1-1, this is the game of all games. This is usually the game that swings the series. Why? Because teams that win game three in this spot, then go up 2-1, are 106-45 in the series. So to say that this game three is big, that's a better than 70% win rate of a series on those teams that win that all-important in a big game seven, or in a seven-game series, rather, game three. Huge when we tell you here. So this is a monster spot for both of these teams, and they are going with a couple of pitchers that one in Luis Severino hasn't thrown in 9 days. That could be a problem, could be a little rust there to begin with. And of course, Walker Buehler, which, again, if this was the Walker Buehler of 5 years ago, we'd be having a different conversation, but it's not. It's two Tommy John surgeries later, a stint on the IL because of a hip problem earlier this year. And ultimately, what we have is a 16-start Walker Buehler this season, and it was not, and I repeat, not good there. It is going to be cool in Citi Field in Queens, and that's important because obviously we're going to be looking for home runs, and are we going to get the long ball here? I think the cold weather is certainly going to help Walker Buehler. He gave up 16 homers and 75 and a third innings of work this year. That's like the fourth highest rate of pitchers this year who have thrown at least 70 innings. Overall, he had nearly a 5.4 ERA, which is not great over those six starts. The question is, can he miss enough bats? Can he get enough swings and misses out of this Mets lineup in order to give this Dodgers bullpen and relievers who have been great? Don't forget, this is a pitching staff that has figured out how to tie the Major League Baseball record in a postseason, 33 straight innings without a run. They are more than capable, and they showed that in game one. They're more than capable of being able to limit this Mets team. And quite honestly, if it wasn't for the first two innings of game two, that's probably a lot closer game than Met fans want to admit here. So it was that big first and second inning, culminated, of course, with the grand slam in that second inning that really, kind of gave the Mets all they needed in order to be able to play from in front and to take that game two and tie the series up. But I do think a lot of question marks around both of these pitchers. I think one of two things is going to happen here tonight. This is either going to be a 2-1 game in which these two both show up and show out and both bullpens get it done, or this could be an extremely high-scoring game where both of these starting pitchers are a little rusty, leave a lot of balls over the middle of the plate, and then, of course, the walks come into play and the runs come into play. And I wouldn't be at all opposed to backing it over in this game at 7.5 because I do think we are much closer to a 9-10 run game than we are even remotely close to what would amount to a pitcher's battle, whether it be the starters as well as the bullpens here.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
A lot of walks out of these two pitchers, a lot of home runs, a lot of contact, not nearly enough swings and misses. I'm taking the over 7.5 in this Mets-Dodgers game. We'll have more on it when Game Time Decisions continues on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, getting ready, of course, for a whole lot going on this week. We've got Week 7 of the NFL kicking off tomorrow in a Thursday night clash between the Denver Broncos and the New Orleans Saints. A couple of rookie quarterbacks, Spencer Rattler for New Orleans, going up against Bo Nix. That is going to be interesting. But, of course, who are we kidding? Everybody wants to talk about the New York Jets. Why? Because, well, the New York Jets have done an amazing job of garnering every headline for the last 3 weeks, and yet they have not won a game in 3 weeks, which is even funnier. Only the New York Jets could lose every game they've played over the last 3 weeks and yet somehow get a positive spin on a story in any way, shape, or form. But that's exactly, give the Jets credit. They figure out ways to deflect what is going on there. You fire a coach after you lose in London, embarrassing, a game you should have won. Of course, that's coming off of another game against those Denver Broncos that you should have won, in which your kicker, of course, could not kick the field goals needed in order to beat them by more than, 10 points. That was embarrassing. But hey, when all else fails, you fire your coach, you demote your offensive coordinator, and then what do? You still lose to the Buffalo Bills in prime time. But don't worry. We don't want you talking about that loss that long. Why? Because then we come back and announce that Devontae Adams is now a New York Jet and not a disgruntled Raider anymore. So now all we're getting is, boy, he's out at practice. It's amazing how well that hamstring healed, by the way, on that flight from Vegas to MetLife. But apparently he looks like he is good to go. He ended up getting, I believe, his same number. It was nice enough that one of the rookies on the Jets gave up the number. I'm wondering how much that cost. But hey, everything is puppy dogs and rainbows with the New York Jets. I mean, just look at the market, people. They are now the favorite on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers for that Sunday night game, and it's continuing to climb. My question is, what the hell could go wrong, right? I mean, you know, the market seems to think they're going to win, but didn't the market seem to think they were going to beat Buffalo? We did, didn't we? And now the market is running to the window and still betting the New York Jets. And can I tell you something? I'm done. I give up on the New York Jets here. I will believe it when I see it, and I do, and I will say this. I think that obviously the talent is there. Now, if this is really going to move the needle like the market thinks it is, that getting Devontae Adams, which it can't hurt. I'll say that. It can't hurt. But whether or not Devontae Adams is going to be able to help the defense stop the run remains to be questionable. My biggest fear with the New York Jets is that the defense got worse. And yes, the offense got better. But then you took a step back defensively and you let a rookie backup running back on a team that really wasn't going to be able to throw on you run all over you in the Buffalo Bills. That is concerning. I don't know if that's the Robert Saleh effect. I know there are some injuries now on the back end of the Jets, but let's face it, the Pittsburgh Steelers have announced that Russell Wilson is going to be activated and all like starting in this game. For what reason, I have no idea. If they think he's going to somehow make this some high prolific offense, then why in the hell did you hire the offensive coordinator you did, who is like watching paint dry? I don't think any quarterback is going to make that offense look like it's a lot of fun and going to score a ton of points. feels like another dead under one way or the other to me, but the New York Jets have done a fantastic job of stealing every headline and getting you off the idea that they are nothing more than a dumpster fire of an organization. They keep injecting hope into the New York Jets fan base, and the New York Jets fan base just continues to eat it up. For what reason, I have no idea. It's like just being abused, and that's all we are as New York Jet fans, is being abused and sold hope. Yeah, well, listen, I hope they make it there. I hope it works out, but not with my money anymore. I give up on you, New York Jets. Win one game, and I'll get back on the bus. How's that? One game. And something tells me that game may not happen on Sunday night. But we'll talk plenty of NFL, plenty of college football with the fellas. CT Betts coming up here and Katie White next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you. Week 8 of the college football season is here. That means one thing. It's time to dish out some winners with two of the very best as we welcome back in our good friend CT Betts in the house, as well as the wizard, Kenny White. Loving that hat, Kenny. Outstanding stuff. Gentlemen, welcome back in. CT, we missed you last week. However, you were nice enough to go ahead and drop your bets to us last week. We gave them out on the show, and of course, you swept the board last week. Outstanding stuff. So we are looking forward to seeing what you've got to say here in week 8 of the college football season. Let's kick it off with a very interesting one here with South Carolina now taking on OU. South Carolina was so close to pulling it off last week against Bama. OU, well, they suck. Let's be realistic here. But are they worth backing in a pick'em price at home here?
Yeah, I think they might be, Joe. And we saw a move on this one today. Some money came in on South Carolina down to 1.5 here. OU want -1.5. And I don't agree with the move. I made the game a little higher here, closer to 6. And yeah, I get it. Like, OU's offense, they've been anemic as of late, and a lot of their wide receivers, they're banged up, they're out. But I just think Venables is a defensive mastermind, and, you know, he's going to come up with a good game plan coming back home, get right after getting blown out in the Red River shootout. I don't think very highly of the red freshman or the redshirt freshman, Lenora Sellers, for South Carolina. And they just left it all out on the field last week, like you said, to try and beat Bama. I think OU will be able to move the ball downfield with the running backs and Hawkins. I think this is a buy low spot on the Sooners. Boomer Sooner, -1.5.
Yep, it seems simple enough for me. OU at some point is going to cost people money betting against them here, and this could be very well the week in order to get behind them there. And Kenny, the wizard, outstanding hat, my friend. I know that's going to bring us nothing but winners here. So we go from OU to OSU. Oklahoma State Friday night is, well, it was a double-digit dog. I think it's bought back now, 9.5, taking on BYU and Provo. What gives, man? What really? Gundy off a bye is a double-digit dog? Say it's not true.
Yeah, you know, see, I know how to play the host. If CT was the host, my first pick would have been Baylor. You know, I'm a pretty smart guy, you know, Joe. So I'm going with Oklahoma State this game just because I know you'll have me on back next week. But, you know, Ed Gundy, 19 years, 19 winning seasons, 19-year bowl streak, and he's 3-3. The schedule looks actually pretty manageable the rest of the year. And I know – CT's got a big ticket on their win total over. I also do as well. So I'm hoping this is the week they can turn it around. Again, as CT's buying low on Oklahoma, I'm buying low on Oklahoma State. I cannot, if this game, if this was a look-ahead game at the beginning of the year, I got to bet Oklahoma State was the favorite in this game, or it was close to pick. So we're getting this point in this game. where both of these teams, I really feel like, are pretty equal teams. They're pretty even. Their quarterbacks have played almost even. Retzlaff has thrown a couple more touchdowns and a couple less INTs. But that's why BYU is 6-0. They've won the turnover battle. They haven't lost the turnover battle one time this year, and Oak State's lost it twice, and they lost both those games. If they hadn't, we could be saying Oak State's 5-1 right now. Gundy's too good of a coach to get points like this in any game. I think BYU has kind of a little bit of a letdown after beatdown of Arizona, and they are now bowl eligible. I know the feeling has to be, hey, we're playing for a national championship bid now, but I think they're going to underestimate how good Oklahoma State is here. This will be a close game.
Yeah, I would love to see this finally be the Ollie Gordon game where he just rips this BYU defense. That would be absolutely fantastic. But speaking of rip, boy, West Virginia here, CT, taking on K-State. West Virginia, man, Iowa State just beat them up and down their own field in Morgantown. They're home again here against this K-State team. Any chance they bounce back here?
Yeah, K-State, this is, you know, got to go on the road, in conference, back-to-back weeks, at night, a tough place to play. This is typically a game that K-State loses, and they needed OT to pull out the win last week in Dionville, Joe. Now, you know, back-to-back for Chris Kleiman's team on the road, I still think this K-State team has problems, and I still think that it's too much weight on Avery Johnson's shoulders. He actually left the game last week for a little bit with an injury, I think, to his abdominal area. He did return and threw another touchdown pass, but some of the safeties got banged up, and a couple of the corners got banged up last week for the Wildcats. So I'm not really sure how healthy the Cats are going to be. Westva, you know, coming off the home loss to number 9 Iowa State. I just think this is a pretty good spot to back the Mountaineers here. Westva, they could be explosive. We saw that a week ago versus the Pokes. This is a game that I want to bet here on the Mountaineers, although I wasn't crazy about Neil Brown's comments the other day saying, you know, the fans weren't happy. I'm not sure if he saw that, Kenny, and he came back and he was like, well, did they have a good time? And did they not have a good time tailgating before? I mean, that's not really what you want to hear as a fan nor as a backer, but I'm still on the Mountaineers here. Give me the 3 back in the dog and might get the game get the win outright as well.
Yeah, starting to move up to 3.5. In his defense, though, it is Morgantown. What the hell else are you going to do? Kenny, let's talk about UTSA, my friend, because what a difference a year makes, huh? Taking on Florida Atlantic. Who knew Tom Herman was still coaching, apparently. But the FAU Isles taking on UTSA. 2-4 they're sitting here. You expecting a better performance than we've seen this year?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You're right. Every time I go open my book up to Houston and I see Tom Herman's name, I just shake my head. I go, oh, my God, that's where he ended up at FAU, because he was at Houston. Then he was in Austin for the Longhorns. He got booted out of there going 32-18. I like Jeff Triller as a head coach. Obviously, with Frank the Tank Harris last year, this team was very tough to beat. UTSA was amazing. They went to FAU and beat them 36-10, and they beat a lot of teams last year. They've started out slow this year, but I think it's the turnover battle that's cost them. I have UTSA rated 8.5 points higher than FAU talent-wise, and my performance rating for both teams has been even. So UTSA has very much underachieved, but again, they lost the turnover battle twice, and they did lose those two games. If they could take care of the football at home, they are the better team. I think they get the win here. I made them 8.5 considering in the revenge factor for FAU. So Jeff Triller is one of my favorite coaches. He got it done for me last year. I can see this team improving.
All right. Looking to get it done against FAU and CT. Of course, the big game of the week is going to feature the number one team in the country, Texas, taking on Georgia. And if I'm not mistaken, somebody's going to be in attendance in that game, my friend. So when you're there, what are we rooting for?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and I've been impressed with the Horns this year thus far, and I'm not going to sit here, Joe, and tell you that they haven't been tested, but I do think they might be vulnerable on defense against the pass. And we all know Georgia can move the ball in the air when they want to. And even though the Dogs lost to Bama a couple weeks ago, they showed how tough they were, having a second half comeback, almost won that game. Georgia's still one of the best squads in the country. I think this is going to be a tough task for the Horns against a very well-coached Dogs team that's been there before.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Back with a big game and a win, can climb back into the Heisman talk here. Another game I disagree with the move today. I know it was sharp money. These moves really haven't mattered this year, Kenny. You know, we've seen them. Iowa State, Ohio State, didn't matter. QCUNLV, that didn't matter. Illinois, Purdue, didn't matter. Disagree here. I'm on the Dogs here. Give me the Dog and look for them to win the game outright.
Yeah, well, we'll expect a lot more moves, I'm sure, just before kickoff. Seems to be a trend this year as well. Get it done. All right, Kenny, you got one more we'll get to. We'll talk some NFL when Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We'll wrap up our college football best bets. We'll talk a little NFL, of course, with our good friend CT Betts, as well as the wizard himself, Mr. Kenny White. And Kenny, let's wrap up college football with a game that probably nobody knows is going to be played. Unfortunately, somebody has to win this game between Southern Miss and Arkansas State. The question is, which one of these teams is going to win this game here, Kenny?
Yeah, you know, I forgot I put that on the list. I was thinking, I looked at CT's list. And I'm on West Virginia as well. So I said, if we should have just had me go over West Virginia when CT did, because I'm on them, but I forgot. Yeah, I'm on Southern Miss. I took the points. This is a bad football team. But I've seen improvement out of Southern Miss over the last couple of games. Arkansas State on the road. I just do not think they should be a favorite of that size anywhere against anybody. So, yeah, that's about the best notes I can give you on that one. Looking at that one, Butch Jones, yeah. 11-26. Yeah. He is 2-4 ATS this year. I think this is a tough spot for him. I like what I've seen out of Southern Miss. At least they're getting better each week.
Yes, well, that's true. Improvement is there. Arkansas State is woo. Yeah. Thank goodness that we have NFL Week 7 games here, CT. And you weren't here last week, but on the show you made us give out one of your favorite plays, which was Green Bay. And that was pretty simple. And I'm guessing you liked so much what you saw last week. You're thinking about backing them again this week?
Joe, you once told me if it's not broken, you don't fix it. And yeah. Got the cash for me a few times this year. And now this is a good spot, right? The Packers get to host the Texans, guys. They're on their second leg of road back-to-back games. Zona was in that spot last week, and we saw what the Packers did to them. This is a tough spot in the NFL, and I believe the Packers will be able to capitalize on it. And Love, he looks like he's finally healthy, and he's spreading the ball around. 9 different guys caught a pass last week, and 7 different players rushed the ball. I think LaFleur has been an absolute mastermind so far this year with his game planning, his scheming. Even though the Texans are 5-1, they haven't really got me screaming for excitement with their wins. Like, they have a couple last-minute score wins, and you know they only punched it in once versus the Bears. Something looks off with Stroud compared to last year. Sticking with Green Bay here to keep cashing for me. I'm laying the short number at home, Green Bay -3.
Yeah, I'm with you. Second straight road trip for them. And prior to that game against New England, I think they were a -12 in point differential. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. How about you, Kenny, though, when it comes to Detroit? We just watched them absolutely bulldoze Dallas. Do they do the same to Minnesota?
I think they do. I just have such a difference in power ratings on these two teams. I'm a big believer in the Lions. I think everybody is. I think everybody realizes Dan Campbell has put together a great team. I know they lost their best defensive player, Aiden Hutchinson, last game. And I've got a point drop-off on the D-line because of no Hutchinson. But this is a top-four NFL team. This is a team with a chance to play in the Super Bowl. I know Minnesota's 5-0. I know they're 5-0 ATS. I know they're off a bye week. I know Detroit beat them twice last year. And Minnesota's probably well prepared for this game. They are coming back from London, though. And I'm looking at that schedule and thinking it's not that great of a schedule. They played at the Giants, San Francisco, very good team, but they won the turnover battle in that game. Houston, good game at home. That's a good team. They beat them up good, but they won the turnover battle by two in that game at Green Bay and the Jets. So, you know, my numbers or my performance numbers say this team is a 99 rating. 100's average. That's what I have them rated, 100. My performance ratings after five games, and I do that after every game, I have no fight with any of these teams. It's just what the numbers say, and my numbers are saying they're a 99 in the performance rating. So I think I got them rated correctly. I think they're an average NFL team. They can quite, you know, Sam Darnold has played out of the world. Can he continue to do that? I don't think so.
Yeah, kind of like Detroit getting points any day of the week. CT, the 49ers have lost three games by a total of 10 points. It's a damn pick 'em price here. Are they winning this game and getting a little revenge?
I think they are getting some Super Bowl revenge here, Joe. And KC, team we've all been cashing tickets with all year, right? They've been flirting with a loss all year long. With that being said, you know, the Chiefs off the bye, I know they're really tough to beat. They get a whole week off to rest up, get healthier. But, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the last 2 years, Reed has lost off the bye. So he is beatable off the bye, these two. So I think Jordan Mason has done a really good job filling in, taking the carries for McCaffrey. We did see him get dinged up last week. I know he practiced a little bit today. I don't think it's too serious. I know he's day-to-day, but get some more info on that here. I don't think we need to be in a rush to bet this game yet because, obviously, it's KC, and the public is going to bet KC, bet Mahomes, bet Reed. Niners, they've shown flashes of greatness, and then other games they've looked pathetic in the fourth quarter, blowing games. But I do think that they're going to be ready to go play a complete game on Sunday. This game means more to Shanahan and more than the Niners. Niners need to keep on winning here. So right now I like the Niners laying the short number at one minus one to get the win at home and get revenge from the Super Bowl.
All right. Love that, getting the revenge. And Kenny, talk to me here. The Saquon Barkley revenge game, Giants at Eagles, MetLife. Who are you buying?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, Joe. But, yeah, you're right, Saquon Barkley going back home. I did think about there probably be as many Eagle fans in the stands as Giant fans. So I give no home advantage here. Brian Daboll, head coach, versus Nick Sirianni. There's no comparison. I've never been a big Daboll fan. And I've got a good rating on the Giants because I backed them the last couple of weeks. But Philadelphia just too good. They get Brown back last week. They get Devonta Smith back. This offense is just very, very dynamic. They can do so many things. This is a really good football team. So I'm back on them. You know, they have not won the turnover battle one time this year. Have not. They've lost the turnover battle in four of their five games, and they're still 3-2.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me win the turnover battle in this one, and it'll be a 14-point win by the Eagles.
Yeah, still, neighbor, I still no word on whether he's playing for Danny Dimes. But, gentlemen, always a pleasure. Let's cash a few tickets here. Kenny White, CT Betts. Game time decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you. I'm Joe Ranieri. We look to close out hour number one together here. We've talked some Major League Baseball here, National League Divisional Series coming up, championship, really. Dodgers and the Mets Game 3, the all-important Game 3, as I had told you earlier, that the team that wins Game 3 in a best of seven has actually gone on to win the series more than 70% of the time. That is a huge, and I mean huge, game here in store for these two teams. The all-important Game 3, when a series is tied 1-1, that swing game here and tonight is going to be really for all the marbles, as far as I'm concerned, especially with these two teams. 106-45, to be exact. That is what the record is of teams knotted up at one apiece that win that all-important Game 3 in the best of seven series. Severino and Buehler on the mound here tonight. We'll have much more on this game coming up. And of course, college football tonight, a couple of games that are going to kick off in Conference USA. We told you about Sam Houston State and Western Kentucky. That'll be followed by Florida International, FIU, taking on UTEP. But let's not forget, we got a championship game getting ready to take center stage here tonight as well. Talk about another all-important game number three, only this isn't a best of seven. This is a best of five, and we're dealing with the WNBA championship here tonight with the Liberty taking on the Minnesota Lynx. And listen, the argument could be made the Liberty should already be up 2-0 in this series and ultimately could be one win away from a championship. They let that game one slip away from them, a game in which they should have and could have easily won. But what you saw in game two was really what the Liberty are all about. A big bounce back win in game two. And I mean big too, because that was a blowout of epic proportions. Well, here we are now, game three, right? Can they do exactly what they did in game two? Can they get it done in order to take that all-important commanding lead here? There were a lot of people that were very high on this Minnesota team, thinking they had an opportunity of any of the teams, an opportunity to be able to upend this Liberty squad. Well, they're going to have an opportunity to show that they're for real here tonight. Three, I think, is what the number is here. Also, we're seeing the Liberty and the total get a little bit of love in this one here. Interesting stat here in the first quarters of Liberty games. How about the Liberty being 8-0 in the first quarter in the playoffs so far this year? Team that likes to get out in front and likes to stay out in front here. But you got to believe Minnesota after that, it's not just that they lost, it's how they lost in that last game in game two. Can they bounce back in this spot? I think they will come out firing. It's exactly what they've done all year long. The Liberty are the Liberty. You know what you're going to get from them. So I don't mind looking at the first quarter in here and thinking, man, are we going to get a ton of points in the first quarter? I think we are. We had 51 and 52 points in the first quarters of game one and game two. 40 and a half is what we're looking at. 41 and a half in the first quarter in this game. I absolutely think it's going to be a firefight here early and often in this one. So would not shock me if this thing does get up and over, especially if Minnesota is going to keep this thing close, they are going to have to make some buckets and go punch for punch with the Liberty here. Should be a great, great game. But again, this is a best of five, not a best of seven. This getting ready to tip off here at 8 o'clock Eastern time here tonight with the Liberty laying a short number, laying three at Minnesota. Should be a fun game there. So we still have championships that have to be decided. We've got to get to a World Series here. Will it be the Yankees? Will they be representing the American League after taking a commanding 2-0 lead over the Guardians there? Big, and I mean big win last night, mostly because it watched Aaron Judge finally get off the schneid, got himself a home run there to really put the game out of reach. They'll need more from him, and you'll get more from us. Another hour of Game Time Decisions coming up here on the Grid.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.